Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Indians have a chance to wrap up a divisional title today. The Indians' magic number is 2. The Indians would wrap it up with a win today. And if Detroit would lose at home against Kansas City, it seems inevitable. But does a manager ever look at it that way, Terry?
No, Hammy. You know what? Obviously, when you're a coach or a manager, you need to plan ahead because that's part of what you do. But saying that, you don't start thinking about playing the game different ever. You play today's game. I'm a firm believer, and you've known me for 4 years now. You play the game, and you try to play it the right way, and then all those other things have a way of taking care of themselves. You start planning ahead, and you forget about playing the game. Then all of a sudden you're either hoping and it's just not the way it's supposed to work.
Needless to say, though, sooner rather than later, right? You'd like to get this clinched as quickly as possible.
Well, yeah, that means we were winning. Yeah, and I think we've actually done a pretty good job up to this point. You know, I think Detroit's really played well lately, and they haven't been able to close the gap because we've won also, which is good. We're not perfect. I don't think we've ever claimed to be. But last night I thought was a little bit of a clunker for us. Saying that, we bounced back normally pretty good, and we'll just keep playing. And as long as they keep playing, I'm fine with it.
Well, and today you have Josh Tomlin going, and it really looks like you've gotten him back, Terry. What's been the biggest difference in your mind in watching Josh the last two outings?
I think that it's, one, his fastball, aggressiveness with his fastball. You know, he's not our hardest thrower, but when he's pitching in and pitching in aggressively, then it sets everything else up. And, you know, his command is so good. And I think a little bit of rest was good for him. I don't think he ever wants to admit that, and I get it. It's a competitor. But I think a little bit of a blow, even mentally, was good for him. And I think now when he goes out there, he knows that he's back to what he is. Again, that doesn't guarantee you're going to win. But it's nice to know that you got a guy out there that's capable of throwing up a bunch of zeros.
Well, and it's amazing how much you've had to use your bullpen. And yet here lately, you have really been able to give those guys a day, 2 days, maybe even 3 days.
You know, we've tried real hard to not go to the guys at the end unless we're ahead. It's like last night was a tough night, but we end up turning it into we got a lot of young guys' experience. And that helps too, but it also keeps the guys from – we didn't warm anybody up that, you know, we hope we use when we're winning. And I think that will help them.
You know, that's something maybe we haven't talked much about, warming a guy up and then not getting him into a game. Is that almost in some ways like an appearance, Tito?
And maybe to boot, probably because it frustrates them. You know, it's I understand it. You get up and you're ready to come in, and all of a sudden it's somebody else. And I get that. Now, sometimes it can't be helped if the score changes, but you have to take it into consideration. Like yesterday, Crockett got up early. Then we got him up again for the second time through. And I told Mick, I said, if he doesn't pitch this time, he's done, because that's just too much in my opinion. I just think sometimes people don't take into consideration how much they throw down there and the ups and downs, because I think it does take a toll.
You're giving Frankie Lindor a day off, correct?
Yeah, he needs it. And again, a day off isn't going to change everything, but I think day game after night game, I think it'll be good for him, even mentally, just to kind of pull the plug for a couple hours here, because he's a little bit, you know, he's having a tough time, and it's kind of carrying over last night into his defense a little bit. So I think a chance to sit there and watch the game for a little bit will be good for him.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Indians and the White Sox, it's the final home game of the regular season, comes your way next on the Indians Radio Network.